This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Charlotte Flows. Here we are on another week and another opportunity to step away from the doing of life and into the being of life. This little pocket of time is where I share my musings, my learnings and my discoveries with the intention of living life by my design. And it's shared in the hope that you too take a moment to pause from that doing and ask yourself, am I living my life by my design? Enjoy the show. Hello, hello. Wow, a lot of life can happen in a short period of time. And I'm recording from Harding HQ today. I will apologise now, though we might not have a furry creature running around and creating havoc in the background. There might be the dulcet tone and drone of diggers. I shared last week we had a bit of a situation going on here from the last weather event. And today is a very, very happy day at Harding HQ because the diggers have arrived to start clearing our landslip. So it's a very happy day. And we also seem to have a plane flying around doing spraying, and it's dropping whatever stuff it drops. We often sit and watch here the plane going over and doing its thing. Rural life, unexpected adventures. And kind of a theme for the show, unexpected adventures. You may, if you're a regular listener, and I know there's a few of you, that realise that the Charlotte Flows show is quite a go-with-the-flow show. You know, it's real time, real life. Not much ahead planning goes into it, unless I'm doing interviews. Lots of ahead planning and aspirations as far as interviews and themes, but usually in the week-to-week life of recording, it can be quite fluid, shall we suggest. But that's hence the show title. And it works for me. It works for me. It works with my life. It works with the vibe of the show. And it means it's real time. And as I said at the start, a lot of life can happen. When I'm sitting here with the diggers beavering away, taking away all this deluge of clay around our property, you realise how much life can happen in 2 short weeks. We've just started term 3 of school. We just had the school holidays. Now, at the end of the school holidays, the weekend, and I was thinking about how our holidays had gone. I'm chatting to my little guy about it and all the things we'd achieved, given it was a low-key vibe for the holidays, not much planned ahead of time, but there was a lot of unexpectedness in the landslide, and we did a bit of a review of what we'd been up to. But in doing that and having that thought process for myself, I was thinking, wow, 2 weeks ago, at the start of the school holidays, I had the pleasure of flying down to Central Otago to present with my dark sky hat on at an event in Otago where a beautiful group down there are launching their reserve project with the community, and I was asked to go and speak at that event. It was an absolute joy recharging with some of my dark sky community down there, getting inspired and brainstorming all sorts of madness. But to think, as I was reflecting back, that was 2 weeks ago and it had felt like such a big thing for me in my work career and where things had been heading for me and how that had evolved. And so I was pondering that evolution. And then we entered the school holidays and we had the incredibly bleak forecast of weather and rain, rain, rain. And then that really, you know, started to take hold in a next level. And obviously then we had our landslip and that changed everything. And in that moment, you realise, you know, how fragile it all is. Really, how fragile we all are. I, you know, will often stand outside on my deck on a clear night to look at the stars and realise how small and insignificant we are and how much there's bigger things at play. And there was a prime example in that. And when I think about that, I think about that phrase, control the controllables. Because in that moment, although that evening, that night and how it unfolded was, you know, a lot of chaos and coping. And I think I mentioned on the show last week, it was where I froze. I don't cope well in that situation. My husband was amazing. But in the aftermath is where my strengths come in, and looking ahead, what we might have to do. It was slightly overwhelming. There's a lot of things to do. This, although incredibly amazing to have the diggers in, this is just step one of a long process. And as soon as the clay is cleared and the slip is cleared away, we have to kind of wait for it to all dry out. And so we're grateful that we're the other side of the midwinter, that we're heading into spring. But there's no doubt more to come, potentially. Hopefully not in the quantities of rain that we've seen. But we're still in winter, and so we've got a period to go before we can finish off the repair and getting back on track here. And so there was that overwhelm state for myself. But then, like I said, going back to that phrase, control the controllables. What is in my circle of control in this situation? So as far as the process goes, we've had to just let go and lean into what the processing is with insurance and all the different ways that's being processed as far as damage and things like that. We've had to be patient and wait for the guys with the diggers to be able to get to us, because there was a region full of people in really dire situations and still processing themselves. And so we just had to carry on, wait for these guys to get here, wait for the assessors to get here. And so there was nothing to be done other than just continue the school holidays, continue trying to inject some fun for Finn and his friends and family and do cool things, which we did, while we just were patient. And I have been incredibly proud of myself, of how I've handled this. Like, it has just had to go at the speed that it is going via other people. And then there's that sense of all of the stuff that will be added to the plate. And I've had to go, it's a bit overwhelming, but we'll get there, because we do. And this isn't the first time something like this has happened. Obviously, this particular situation, it is a first for us. But we've been through things before. We've been through change, like moving house, having a baby. All these big things in life create these opportunities. And I think what it's shown me is how much, as a person, I have grown over the last few years. Definitely in the period of time I've been doing the show. So that, you know, back in the in 2018, when I had that moment of life that sort of changed direction, put me on a new path of direction, even in that period, I look and think how much I have changed and evolved as a human. You know, I'm fast approaching 50, and I'm a totally different person to what I was when I was approaching 40, a new mum. And I have a 10-year-old. I'm a different person in my body. I'm a different person of my what's important. I'm a different person in what my focus is and where my focuses are. And as I'm looking out of the window to my right and this big digger is doing great things, I'm a different person in what I get excited by, which is a tad scary, but we don't worry too much about that. That's an evolution of life. And there's something beautiful in that, and allowing and accepting and being okay with the change and knowing what we can control and what we can't, and whether that is something that evolves with time, how you become aware of what's controllable, and so you tune more into it. And as this process and most conversations end up, we just have to work through it step by step, and that is like anything in life. And when I think about 2026 so far and the things that have been thrown into the mix that have been unexpected. There's three themes, two of which have been unexpected. One is a constant in the evolution and challenge. Weather, which has definitely featured a few times on the show, but took a whole new turn for us, obviously, in the last 2 or 3 weeks. Health, and that has been an ongoing theme. Obviously, you know, my journey with perimenopause has been in the mix, talking about health and nutrition and my personal journey, but health has been in the mix for me in 2026 because my mom has spent some time in hospital, has ended up with a heart bypass. A lot of unexpected actions after she was here at the beginning of the year. She went home and there was this huge curveball that came to us as a family. And she is now luckily past what has been quite a challenging 3 months of life to be on the recovery stage. We've finally got to recovery zone. And so that's really good. However, that also makes me reflect on myself coming up to 50, you know, it reminds you of what you need to do now to make sure that in 23 years, when I'm my mum's age, I'm as healthy as I can be and able as I can be. And thinking about how I want to be at that stage of life. So that's all been in the mix. And then that constant, which has been a hot topic on the show this year, is money. And the challenge, the life costs, you know, it's in the news, it's in the media, it's all around us and it's in our everyday. I have been sharing here some of the things that I've been doing. I have been doing the Rebel School Finance course. We've just completed 8 weeks out of 10. That has been a whole new step in a direction, lots more learnings, a different way of thinking about it has brought me into some new ideas and concepts. And that came after my little money reset that I did of my own volition in February, where I sort of went, pause, reset, let's get rid of this bit of debt, let's get on track, let's see what we can do. And I had achieved that, and then I'm doing the Rebel Finance School. And then, you know, that curveball comes in, and we hadn't quite got to the stage of having the emergency fund set up as yet. But it heartens me to think that I'm on the track to making sure that curveballs, like any of those mentioned, could be weathered. And that is what I can control. I can't control Mother Nature and the weather, but I can make sure that financially, I mean, thank goodness for insurance, but that we are able to do that, that we're able to pay the things that protect us for these things, that we have emergency funds in place, and that every day you're making conscious choices to make sure you're healthy in life so you can have a long and happy life. And I guess it all comes back to, what is it you want, and how do you want to live your life by your design? What is your design? And what all of these lessons have taught me, and all of these learnings and all of these ponderings, come back to how worth it is to sit back with a cup of tea, step away from the doing, and actually step away from the nowness and think, where am I going? Where am I heading? What do I want? So let's pause on that. Take a moment to move our bodies, get some action, let's do some grooving. Enjoy.
There are a million volts in a pool of light, electricity in the room tonight, born from fire. Sparks flying from the sun. Hey, I hardly know you, can I confess? I feel your heart beating in my chest. If you come with me, tonight's gonna be the one. cause you fail, and no fear for the fight. You pull hope from defeat in the night. There's an image of you in my mind. Could be mad, but you might just be right. Heart that works from a broken place, that's where the victory's won. Cause you fail, no fear for the fight. You pull hope from defeat in the night. There's an image of you in my mind. Could be mad, but you might just be right.
One, just something to get us moving, you know, big questions, big ponderings. Let's have a groove in the kitchen, and now let's get back to what is it I want. Shake that energy, get that energy moving. What is it you want? It's so important to understand that. I have interviewed so many people on here this year and last year and the years prior that we've touched on why they're so inspiring. They've come on the show because I've had a chat to them, or I've heard something and I've found them and I've invited them on because they inspire me in questioning constantly. What is it I want? What direction am I going? And I love that this doesn't have to be set in stone. It's pondering now for and giving us some direction to go, so that the actions that we take, those tiny habits that we implement, can be leading us into that direction. And I think with the two, you know, two of the three things I mentioned just before we went for our break, we can tangibly put those tiny atomic habits into play to make sure that we're heading in the right direction. For those two, health and money, it is so plausible. I have loved doing Rebel Finance School, and a while ago, and I'm not sure whether I've mentioned this, I'm pretty sure I have, of coming across Ruth at the Happy Saver, a beautiful New Zealand podcast that shares real everyday stories of Kiwis and their money. And she actually featured on the Rebel Finance School on a special New Zealand feature. And if nothing else, I would highly recommend you looking up on YouTube the Donegans, Rebel Finance School, having a look. You can catch up after it's released, the course. It's released every year, but you can go and watch it on catch up. And I highly recommend, if money is something that you want to be tapping into, to go and have a look at it. Totally free. Some great tips. a different mindset maybe. It's definitely brought me into some different thinking. And what the intention is to teach people to understand the concept of investing. And for us here in New Zealand, you know, we've got a great opportunity with money to be doing it if we're in paid work or self-employed. I still contribute to my KiwiSaver and have some responsibility, some action that we're taking to secure our financial future when we retire. And I love that both Rebel Finance School, Alan and Katie and Ruth, it's tiny habits over time. It's learning what compounding is. And again, this came up when I reviewed the book, Everybody Should Know This by Fedi Amati. We talked about this in the space of health, compounding. This concept of tiny actions consistently over time mounting up on each other works in so many areas of life. Definitely really valuable in the finance and health space, I truly believe. And I don't know, I just think the irony is it's so incredibly simple. It's such a simple concept to follow the idea of a tiny action and it having an impact, not just now, but in the future, with both health and wealth. And what is it to be a human if those two things don't feature quite highly on where is it I'm going? What is it I want to achieve? You know, my aspirations for my future when I'm thinking of 23 years ahead, when I'm like my mom, I want to be a healthy, active retiree with no concerns and worries about money, worrying about paying the power bill in the winter, worrying about it being the choice between food or the power. I want to have the freedom to be healthy, wealthy, and wealthy in the concept of just being comfortable retiree. That is where I'm wanting to head. And I want that now as well. So what things can I do? What actions can I put into place? And I have learned over the last few weeks that I really, and I do truly believe it is possible for everybody. And it can be the tiniest, tiniest action, but I believe we can all do it. I think we can create change in our own life. I think we have that potential, and I think that is the gift that we have to give ourselves. Nobody is going to come and give us their blessing for us to act and go forth and create the life we want. We step forward and we take that. And that, I guess, when I talk about life by our design, is what the point is. I think I've been saying life by my design for such a long time that I'm finally actually understanding what that means in my own life, because I've been slowly building habits by saying that's what I want to do. And I've been so slowly putting things in place. And I think I'm really starting to get it on a level of seeing the impact it has, seeing how the compounding works. And I know in both Fedi Amati and in the health, in the money world, it takes a while. And humans, we like to see quick rewards, but in this stuff, it takes longevity of habit. You know, we've been brushing our teeth every day since we learned how to. It's that same thing. You know, I've been brushing my teeth for 50 years. Don't think anything of it now. But my teeth are pretty good when I go to the dentist, if I can afford it. I've been told my teeth are good. Well, now that must be because I've been doing this all my life. I'm starting a bit late, but I know this change is possible. It's still worth it. It's still worth creating habits now at 49, because I will see the benefit in 10 and in 20 years' time. And I want to be able to see that benefit. What I would love is for people, if you're listening and you're younger, make things happen now. Take responsibility for living your life and creating the tiny habits now. Your direction will change. That is a certain. Life will present things and it will mean the path you're on will change direction. And then sometimes life throws you something that really means that you either are going, feels like you're going backwards. You're definitely not going forwards. In fact, you're probably stuck on a roundabout. And that's just life. But it's thinking, what can I put into place to make sure when those wobbles happen, I don't fall off the path totally, or I don't fall down? We'll always get up because we're amazing, and we do. But I just, yeah, when I was thinking about what do I talk about, it's some life lessons that continually repeat for me, but I feel like suddenly I'm in this new place of what those lessons are teaching me. And I think that's the fabulousness of age. And I can almost imagine that in 10 years' time, this conversation is still relevant, but I'll be in a different chapter of what the results are and where it's taken me and what my reflections are and what my learnings are. Because life is learning every day. Every curveball that throws is an opportunity to learn something, not only about yourself, the people around you, humans in general, but how amazing it is to be able to work through and get to the other side of those curveballs. So that's it for me, I think. Ironically, the digger's just switched off. That's funny. It's been revving away the whole time, and now we have a little moment of peace. Irony, irony, irony. Control the controllables. And FYI, I did test moving around in the house, but the digger reverberations were quite at the same space everywhere, so I decided to take a warmer room in the house. But that's it for me. Who knows what next week's tales will be. But for now, thank you for having a listen. Rant officially over. I feel like I might have ranted a little bit then. In a good way, in a kind, hopefully. Hopefully it came across in that way. But that's it for me. Thanks as always to RFM for hosting the show. Have a great week, team. Let's live life by our design. Take care. Bye.